So there we were, Slim and I, in the midst of a sorrowful inspection of the damaged window panes, when the phone rang. Slim scowled. Who could that be calling in the middle of the dadgum night? He glanced down at me. What was I supposed to say? I didn't know who was calling. And it wasn't the middle of the night. It was maybe 9 o'clock. Slim headed for the phone in that slow walk of his. Oh, and he was muttering under his breath. Sometimes I think the world was better off when we didn't have any phones. A man could spend a quiet evening without all the, "That's fine, ring all you want, I ain't gonna walk one bit faster." At last he found the phone and put the receiver to his ear. "Hello? Yes? Yes? Who is this?" "Oh, Joe. Didn't recognize your voice. Nothing much, just doing a little house cleaning, me and the dogs." He gave me a wink. "What's up?" "Oh, that's not so good." "Uh-huh. Yep. Well, we'll keep an eye open for him. If he comes around, I'll try to pin him up. See you in the morning." He hung up the receiver and stared at the floor. I told him that big dog was gonna be big trouble. His eyes came up. That Rottweiler jumped out of the pickup on the way home and Joe couldn't find him in the dark. Joe's coming back down tomorrow to look for him. Was that a big deal? Not to me. I mean, I had gotten my point across to the mutt, and I was pretty sure we would never see his face around our ranch again. Time and time again, history has proved that the best way to prevent trouble with strange dogs is to be firm with them the first time they show up. That's just what I had done. And I was so unconcerned and unworried about Bruiser that I sat down in the middle of the floor and began hacking at a flea just behind my left ear. Have we discussed the hacking procedure? We dogs use it on unruly fleas who are silly enough to bite us in sensitive spots, such as behind the ears. As you may know, fleas not only bite, but they also steal blood. Some dogs put up with it because, I don't know why they put up with it, because they're too lazy to take flea countermeasures, I suppose. But I don't put up with it, not for a minute.